What do you do with a broken heart? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Don Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Healing the Brokenhearted with John McTernan, whose ministry focuses on teaching how to get healing from a broken heart.
Yeah, I think that at an early age, I definitely had a broken heart, but I didn't know it. And when we have people who promise us things and then they fail, our heart can easily be broken from those promises, like
disappointments,
something didn't go the right way, a relationship breaks, and we're left with these crumbling pieces. And in my life, where my dad, I would talk to him on the phone and he would say, I'm going to come see you next year. And as a little girl, I had that childlike faith to believe it. And every year he would say that he wouldn't come. And I would feel that pain every year with that expectation, but he never came. So over and over, my heart would be broken.
That is such a sad story. And if anyone is listening and you really think about your life, you probably have some type of brokenness in your heart. There's been a time, there's been a situation, just think back right now. There's been a time where you've experienced huge disappointment. Someone betrayed you. Someone lied to you. Someone did something that broke your heart. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do with that?
Yeah.
Do you just, well, you know, we'll just kind of laugh it away. We'll try not to think about it. But over time, it begins to seep bitterness in our lives. Little by little, those wounds in our hearts begin to seep out something called like a deadly poison,
right?
Like a gangrene poison.
Yeah. And they say time heals all wounds, but the truth is I can still remember things that have happened to me from when I was a little girl. So if time healed all wounds, then I wouldn't have any attachment or pain to those wounds. So if we don't deal with those wounds, those hurts, they're going to be there regardless of how old or how far away from that wound that it's happened.
And we haven't even figured out how you get healing from those wounds. And for me, I got a lot of emotional healing in my heart when I came to know Christ. When I came to know Christ, it was step by step, but there was an immediate, right when I met Christ, an immediate like healing that began to take place. But every time I would go and, you know, praise and worship God at church, it looked like I was just raising my hands. But what was happening was I was getting healing. God began to reveal to me some of the hurts of the past and how he was using it for my good. And even talks about it where people wonder, well, should I get counseling? And like, those things are good. Please do get that if you need that. But it says here that we got to have Jesus, because in Isaiah chapter 53, it was prophesied, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Jesus heals and heals our hearts.
And that's his heart, is to heal our heart. So when we seek him and we take a minute to look at those hurts and pains and we ask him to heal it, he will direct us. And I know John is going to have some great things to say right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Saigon Bowl Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Saigon Bowl offers the best of Vietnam right here in Denver, Colorado. Winning awards from Yelp, Urban Spoon, and TripAdvisor, Saigon Bowl is sure to please with authentic Vietnamese pho, noodle bowls, seafood dishes, and other fine Asian cuisine. Just Google them as Saigon Bowl Denver or call them at 303-935-2427. That's 303-935-2427.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is a special guest named John McTernan, and he has a ministry called Healing the Brokenhearted. It's a very powerful ministry, and we're going to learn more about the books that he has and the ways that people can have their heart healed. So let's welcome to the show, John. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Now, I know a little bit about you as far as how you used to be an atheist, but you ended up becoming a Christian. And I think that's really powerful. You were really on a search for truth. And there was a Jewish Christian person preaching and brought in some Bible prophecy. It really spoke to you. And that day you said a really funny prayer. You said, God, I don't believe you exist, but this man said that you do. And please reveal yourself if you're real. And in that moment, everything changed for you. A light switch went on. And so you came to know the Lord, but there was something that was missing in you. You felt you were still having bad thoughts, even though you came to know the Lord. You were struggling. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that was the big problem with me, was in my mind. I was asking the Lord, why not complete victory? Why? I was seeking him. I was praying. I was repenting of everything you could think of. And then one day I was driving in the car and I was listening to the radio, and there was a woman psychologist who had written a book, and it said Between Two Worlds, and she was talking about the brokenhearted. And she said that every child that is from a divorced family has a broken heart, whether they realize it or not, that divorces break the hearts. It's in degrees. You know, someone might have a slightly broken heart from it, and someone might be completely crushed from it. So I'm driving, and I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, and I'm saying, Lord, because I'm from a divorced family, I'm thinking, Lord, is that the problem, that I have a broken heart? And then Luke 4:18 says in the Bible, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That's a part of the ministry of Jesus Christ, to heal the brokenhearted. So I said, Lord, if I have a broken heart, please reveal it to me. Heal me of it.
Yeah.
So almost instantly, this terrible feeling of loneliness came over me. Terrible. And it got worse and worse and worse. And I'm going to say for about 3 weeks to a month, I was wrestling with this, and I'd lay in bed at night and tears were running out of my eyes with this feeling of loneliness. And what it was, as a kid, I always wanted to be with my dad. And I couldn't. I didn't want to be with my mother and the stepfather. And then I went to be with my grandparents, and they loved me, but I wanted to be with my dad. This broke my heart, and that was this loneliness. And it ended up into a despair. I felt this like great despair, and then all of a sudden, it left me. It was like a weight was lifted off me, and this was the Lord healing my heart.
Wow!
This is what he was showing me. I didn't know it at the time, but he was tutoring me on healing the broken heart. And then I'd be talking to someone, and in my mind, I was hearing broken heart, broken heart, broken heart. So I would say to that person, I said, excuse me, I believe the Lord's telling me that you've got a broken heart that needs to be healed. And I didn't say this to a lot of people, but every time I said it, the person would say, yes, yes, my heart has been broken, it's been broken. So I would start praying for people, and I'd see tremendous results in people's lives. I just went from one person to another as the Lord revealed it. And then I said, well, you know, Lord, after I preach, I'm going to spend time healing the brokenhearted. So I would do that, and I would have people come up. And I mean, sometimes, like, almost the whole church would come forward. I have lines of people to pray for, and that's how I got into the brokenhearted ministry. The Lord just led me into it. I started to give regular services, preaching about the brokenhearted. I saw incredible results. People got physically healed as a result of this. People were suffering from a broken heart. It was affecting them physically. And then I went on a national TV show about it, about healing the brokenhearted. And that's what really accelerated my ministry, which I have to this day now. I regularly pray for the people with broken hearts. I wrote a brochure, Jesus Christ Came to Heal the Brokenhearted, and it's gone viral all over the world. I don't even know how many are printed now. It's in the millions and millions and millions.
Right.
We've seen Muslims come to the Lord, imams, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, all over the world. It's incredible. This ministry that the Lord came to heal the brokenhearted, to me, is the key. Because I don't care who the person is, what religion they have, the only one that can heal the brokenhearted is Jesus Christ.
So
a person can be a Muslim, but they can still have a broken heart. And the only way you can get healed is through the Lord. And that's what's drawing the Muslims in great numbers to the Lord, and the Hindus and the Buddhists.
Yeah. So what is the key to you? I know it lifted off of you. Was it after praying, or was there something special you did, or was God just taking you through a process?
It was a process. He was sort of tutoring me, because I said, Lord, even if you like slay me, I'm going to trust you, because this despair was just crushing. And then all of a sudden, I felt it leave me. Here's how I felt. You could have a powerful car riding down the interstate at 70 miles an hour, but if you got the emergency brake on, something's holding you back. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
That's what my life was. It was something wrong. Mm. I was working for the Lord. I was doing all sorts of things from Him. I was writing brochures. And yet inside, I was like a car with the emergency brake on. When that despair of loneliness was lifted off me, the emergency brake was let go.
Wow.
That's powerful. What can you say to the people listening now who have a broken heart? I know I struggled with that, and I know exactly what you're talking about, loneliness and despair. You also have a book, When Jesus Sets You Free. You've got several books out, which are powerful. Can you just give a word of encouragement for someone who has a broken heart, and then if you can give your information on how people can get a hold of you?
Sure. I've been praying for the brokenhearted now for years and years and years. So I have seen people's hearts healed of everything you can imagine, everything. Mm-hmm. So no matter how bad your heart was broken, it can be healed by Jesus Christ. He's the great physician. It says in His word that He came to heal the brokenhearted. So I have a website, which is usaprophecy.com, and you can go there, and I have a section about healing the brokenhearted, and you can contact me.
That's wonderful. Awesome. And I know you're a chaplain, and you've just done so many wonderful things. So that is usaprophecy.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, John. I know it relates to so many people, and we're believing that people will get healing even now that they're listening to the show. Thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you and all your listeners.
God bless you.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much that you do heal the brokenhearted. Jesus, you're the one who knows the secrets to our hearts, the secret from the past, present, and future. And Jesus, I'm just calling out to you for those who are listening, someone who's saying, I struggle with that. I struggle with a broken heart. Why? I want to admonish you to reach out to John, but then also I'm going to pray for you right now. Lord Jesus, I'm praying, Jesus, that you would just touch those who are brokenhearted and bring healing, Lord God, to our souls, making us whole, no longer halves walking around, no longer like something is missing, but now fulfilling what we're missing and being filled from the inside out. Jesus, come into our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen. God loves you, and He has the power to heal you and set you free. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.